Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Want to welcome you to this Tuesday edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. We are presented to you by Fantasy Draft. We thank them so much for sponsoring this show, allowing us to bring you free content like this, the happy hour, and to pay them back, all you have to do, play on their site, give it a try. I think you'll enjoy it. Baseball season, the most flexible rosters you're going to find anywhere, rake-free head-to-heads. And remember, use promo code GRINDERS when you do so. So therefore, you get 3 months free of the Fantasy Draft premium product here at Roto Grinders. And we thank them so much for putting their name on this very show and bringing you free content at Roto Grinders. And obviously, I'm coming off a weekend away. I was at the FanDuel Baseball Final. Thanks to the invite there. Had a great time. Thought it was a good event. And my voice, you know, it's always a pretty good sign. And I'm sure it might sound fine through the microphones or whatnot, but it still feels raspy to yours truly. So that's usually a good sign that I had a fun weekend, and I certainly did. And congratulations to all the finalists. Jay Grow? I don't even know how to pronounce it. But he was the big winner. The local guy from Chicago won $250,000. I Have No Chance won second, and he's a guy I know who is a Roto Grinders member, uses a lot of our content, had a good time talking to him. And then Big Papa Gates with the third place finish. So those were the big top three in that championship event. But a lot of stuff, you know, you get away this time of year just for a day or two, and then you're inundated with big industry stuff. So I'm going to talk about the promo on DraftKings, $1 billion. We'll talk about a change at FanDuel. They decided to say, you know what, we didn't go big enough. So they upped their Sunday million. We'll give you the specs on that. And of course, we'll get you set for the day in baseball because you still have expectations of getting that kind of game content. And we'll bring that to you here on the show. So that's what we got set up for the rest of the day. And before we get into all of that, we've got our own important thing to talk about, and that is Roto Grinders Premium. That's right. The NFL Premium product is set, available for purchase. And again, it's going to be as good, if not better, than anything we've ever done here at Roto Grinders. I seemingly say that like every time we roll out Premium, but we try to raise the standards of what we're doing, and I think we're really doing that. And one of the very neat things that we have going this year is going to be this Lineup HQ. It's basically going to be your headquarters for building lineups, and we're going to be able to have a ton of content available to you on one single page while you're building lineups. So, you know, typically you're doing it with, like, multiple tabs, and you know, maybe you're listening to Grinders live on one tab while building somewhere else. This, you'll be able to have everything together and in control on one page, and all your important stats that you're going to be looking at. We're going to be having the same premium videos that we did. We are going to be rolling out some newer premium videos, including the ownership report, which is exciting. We're going to have, obviously, Chris Jamino, but Escott is going to join us for that. He's a guy who is obviously one of the best tournament players you're going to find, and we are excited to kind of have him on board for doing that quick examination on ownership on Saturday mornings. And, you know, we're going to have a media announcement later that's going to have some extra premium stuff on it. We're just ironing out a few extra things there. But overall, JM and Jamino and Scott and Cam and the team there put together just a great, great setup of content for you. So you go on the front page of Roto Grinders, you can see it. They've got everything spelled out for you. And more than anything is that now that we're rolling this out, it's we're also doing the best deal you can in premium right now. And we basically dropped our yearly price for, I'm assuming, a limited time only. I asked this morning what that time is, and I did not get an answer. But typically it was, what, $2.99 for an entire year of RotoGrinders Premium? Well, right now, because we just rolled out this NFL product, we're cutting $75 off of that price. So it's like $2.25 or $2.29 for the entire year, and that's baseball, basketball, football, hockey, PGA. All of that is covered in this. So you get that, and you know what? That's going to really just, it's a set it and forget it type deal. Once you get it, then you know you are locked in with the best premium product for the entire year at just a very fair price too. And I hope people take advantage of that, because I think it's something that's going to be very, very useful to you throughout the year. And, you know, I hate the whole breakdown, like, oh, you spend a dollar a day playing daily fantasy, you know, or it's less than a dollar a day. It's less than a cup of coffee a day, but I'm going to do it. It's less than a cup of coffee a day. So if you play any meaningful amount of money in daily fantasy, this can certainly kind of give you an edge moving forward. So check that out if you haven't done so, and I think you will enjoy it. We'll still have the yearly, or not yearly, the seasonal packages for those of you who just play football. And we're also still have our monthly, which is great too, because the monthly does cover all the sports per site. So it's $30 for FanDuel. You're going to get PGA, you're going to get NFL, you're going to get MLB for the month of September, which is pretty darn good value for, what, $30. So check that out. All of our premium stuff is ready to go for you this season, and it includes preseason content. And believe me, I highly recommend getting Seth's Marketplace package if you haven't done so already. But me and Mangone are going to be doing a show on Wednesdays for you that's going to kind of get you prepped for the weekend in preseason football. So we'll have a little bit of preseason content for you as well over the next 3 weeks. So that's the RotoGrinder sales pitch, and I don't even think it's a sales pitch. I think, you know, the number of people I spoke to throughout the weekend who not just were subscribers or members, but it's awesome. Like, getting that feedback and knowing that people are using the products that you and the team builds, it's pretty gratifying stuff. So check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. All right, let's get to some industry topics, and then we'll get to baseball for tonight. We'll start with the billion-dollar game that was announced yesterday by DraftKings. It's the billion-dollar lineup challenge. That's right. Build a lineup. Have it be the absolute best lineup that can be built under the salary cap, and you could be winning $1 billion. And this is a free roll. This is a part of a $100,000 free roll that they have going for today. And, you know, it's hard to get mad at anything that that involves free and $1 billion together. So I'm not going to, because I think there's good things about this, but I also feel like there's a couple of aspects that I just kind of, like, I don't say shake my head at, but just a little frustrating to see, you know, are involved in this. And the first thing, though, is this is a really sharp and smart kind of gimmicky, you know, gimmicky promotion that they're putting out there, because it's really, you know, you got the buzzwords, $1 billion. Like, it's hard to win $1 billion. Like, the Powerball doesn't rarely get to $1 billion. So anytime you can offer that type of thing, you're going to gain a lot of notoriety, a lot of social media buzz, things can go viral, and I think that's the purpose of this. Now, clearly, as you've probably read about, DraftKings doesn't have $1 billion sitting around waiting to pay somebody out. This is all done through insurance companies, and probably multiple insurance companies, probably insurance company hedging against other insurance company. And I'd be very curious to know what the insurance premium is on something like this. I had some speculation come in at like $250,000. I think between 100 and 200 might be the right number. And you're probably saying, man, that seems like kind of low for $1 billion possible payout. But let's just put it this way. The chances of said insurer having to pay out $1 billion is literally zero. Okay. And I guess nothing, I suppose, is impossible, but it's literally zero. And I'm not just talking about the contest itself, because coming up with that perfect lineup is going to be incredibly difficult, because let's face it, like, you've got you put the Powerball into your mind, you know, and think that, admittedly, it's a little bit different because some players have a greater chance of being the quote-unquote chosen number than the some odd numbers that you have in Powerball. Everything is equal, but it's just incredibly difficult because you've got larger rosters, and I think somebody has been like tracking this in NFL over the years, and I don't think it's ever happened. It's happened in golf before, but golf is very, very different because golf is different roster structure, limited number of people in the player pool, where fantasy football, it's just going to be incredibly difficult to even remotely happen. And then in the off chance, in the 2 trillion to 1 that somebody actually picks that lineup, they're not going to be paying out the $1 billion, because the payout structure is, oh, you get $5 million for 51 years, and then we're going to give you a lump sum payout of $750 million. I can tell you right now that nobody in their right mind is going to do that, especially now. And I haven't read the fine print, but I'm assuming that $750 million lump payout is not transferable. Like, if I die, can I give that to my son or my daughter or my estate? Do they get the $75 million payout? If that's the case, then potentially somebody could do that. But if that's not the case, if it's like, nope, you die, you don't get the money, then there's zero chance anybody will go for the billion, because God knows what I'm going to be, where I'm going to be in 50 years from now. Probably dead is where I'll probably be. As sad as it is to say, I'm 37. That puts me at 87. I think there's a chance I can get there. I hope I can get there. But there's also a very good chance, I'd put it like 50-50, whether I could even make it. And then you look at the lump sum payout, it's what, 1/3 of that, like $300 million. So, yeah, this insurance company, yeah, they're probably not going to be paying out $1 billion. And the likelihood of anybody hitting it is very, very minuscule. And that's the one thing that I'm a little bit like, yeah, you know, I mean, it's, we saw FanDuel and DraftKings pay, what, State of New York, like $5 million a piece in that neighborhood, I believe, for like false advertising claims. I'm not saying this is false advertising claims, but it's also somebody's not going to win $1 billion. And they're not saying somebody is going to win $1 billion, but you throw that number out there and you wonder if people roll their eyes at it, or if they legitimately are like, okay, I can really win $1 billion. I'm going to go sign up and play. So it's just, you know, the climate of daily fantasy is way different now than it was a few years ago. Like, people kind of stopped caring about daily fantasy and what it is and what it isn't. But I don't know. I feel like there's upside in the potential of the buzz that it brings. But I also wonder if it's like, you know, roll their eyes like, oh, here we go again with daily fantasy making outrageous claims. And even though that might not be happening, you know, $1 billion, throwing that number out there is, it's above and beyond what is realistic here today. And then the one thing that actually even rubbed me more than anything, and I didn't see this in any advertising, but I did see it in the press release that I got from DraftKings. And here was the line. It says, creating the flawless lineup and scoring the maximum number of possible fantasy points is the greatest test of skill for DraftKings fans. So basically, they're saying, like, the greatest test of skill will be whomever can build an absolutely perfect lineup on a given day. For real? Like, I feel like I want to put the old Elmo.gif right now where he's like, I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are, like, countless number of things with Daily Fantasy that make it a skill game. I am 100% in the camp that, you know, playing and winning in Daily Fantasy is a skill. And there are a ton of different aspects that will make the cream rise to the top, whether it's just examining the matchups, whether it's putting game theory into effect, bankroll management. I mean, there are opponent selection. I mean, there are a myriad of different things that make this absolutely 1,000% a skill game. This billion-dollar challenge, this billion-dollar lineup, very little of those things even apply here. And I don't think, like, it's anywhere near the greatest gauge, the ultimate gauge of skill in building a lineup. But that's nor here nor there. I'm not the one who wrote the press release. I wouldn't have put that in there. But it was. So that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But I don't want to be a hater in the sense of they're doing $100,000 free roll. Like, they're going to be giving away $100,000 for people in this tournament, and you're not going to have to pay a single dollar. In theory, somebody has a chance to win a freaking load of money without having to pay a dollar, and you're going to get a lot of buzz about it. Let's hope the buzz is positive on this one, and we don't start getting articles about, you know, DraftKings is back to their, you know, old tricks again, you know, with a contest that nobody can win, which isn't true, because somebody is going to win money, you know, out of this $100,000. But are they going to win $1 billion? Chances are no. Do I want somebody to win $1 billion? Hell the yes. I'd love to see somebody win $1 billion. It would be an amazing story. It would be something people could talk about and really put DraftKings and Daily Fantasy back on the map in a sort of way. But is it going to happen? Probably not. It's probably not going to happen. I'd love to see it happen. But the good thing is, you know, they're trying to drive more people. They're trying to get back out there again. But hopefully we're, you know, smart about it. And the next thing is FanDuel. I did notice that they rolled out two different things yesterday. And one of them is kind of a newer concept that they're rolling out, which basically kind of might be their NFL mix-up version, which is basically going to be their NFL mini, which is going to be a five-man lineup, no salary cap. And I'm guessing we'll see kind of that as a standalone game. But they're calling this the Golden Five, which is their NFL mini contest, five-man lineup. And very similar to the DraftKings thing is, you know, you've got to build the best five-person lineup that you can. If you build the best possible five-man lineup, then you'll win $20,000 in week one. Nobody wins, it'll roll over to another $20,000 the following week. And if no one claims this prize by week 17, that $340,000 will go to that week's top finisher. So it's kind of like a rolling jackpot. And if somebody would get it week one, then then, you know, the next week it would be $20,000 again. Or if somebody got it week three, then week four it would go back to $20,000. So this is kind of a rolling promo that they have going, and pretty interesting little concept here. It's different in the fact that there is no salary cap and you're only picking five guys. So the likelihood of somebody being able to look at, you know, the top five players and be able to roster David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Aaron Rodgers, Rob Gronkowski, and I'm assuming this does not include kickers, let's hope. It should be way more doable. Now, that's not to be said that there, every week, seemingly, a non-big-name guy does something well. So it's going to be still very hard, but it is absolutely more attainable. And that's why, but the thing about this is, eventually they're going to be paying out that money. So again, if it comes down to that final week and nobody has won that, well, that's the week you want to get involved because you got $340,000 going to that top finisher in that one. So this is kind of a new basic, you know, easy pick-in type of game that FanDuel's rolling out. I'm assuming we'll see it in their lobby fairly soon. I didn't see it yesterday when I took a look at this, but again, trying to simplify a game and give options to other people who don't want to play salary cap. And is it my favorite thing? Not really, because you're probably going to have a decent amount of, you know, lineup overlap. People are going to take a lot of the top guys. But it's also kind of interesting. There's probably some game theory to be had in the tournament side of things. The cash games, like, just take your top projected guy at every position and kind of move on. More than likely, unless, you know, there's probably going to be days or weeks where you see a top projected guy that you're like, I don't like this spot for him. He shouldn't be the top projected guy. Maybe those are the weeks where you get a little bit more aggressive with it, you know, in a cash format where if you're like, okay, I'm going to play the fade on this guy because I know everybody's going to have Le'Veon Bell because everybody can have Le'Veon Bell. Well, that's maybe a situation where you can, you know, pick and choose your spots and look at what maybe the rest of the field or what a lot of other people might be doing with their lineup. So it's kind of too early to get a full read on exactly what it is, but the overall concept I'm okay with, especially when you've got that rolling kind of jackpot, that final little payout, regardless of the outcome. I think that's kind of a nice little addition there. So that's something new that came to FanDuel. And then this one really surprised me, and it makes me wonder kind of what happened here, where FanDuel basically doubled their Sunday million. They sent an email out and said, hey, we basically are going from 2 million to 4 million, and we're raising the buy-in price from $6 to $7. And they did the right thing and basically said, if you've already registered for this, we're paying for your entry into this kind of new game. So everybody got an extra buck towards that entry who had already pre-entered that contest. But this new one, it was $2 million. And it was what, 200K maybe on the first place payout, 10%. Well, now it's $4 million with a $1 million first place payout. So they're kind of going the quote unquote millionaire maker route. Now, the one thing that I think is interesting on this one is the buy-in is less than half of what you have at the millionaire maker. It's $7 to buy in. Million maker is $20. And it'll be very interesting to see A, how it sells this first week. Will it sell out? Will it come close to selling out? And is this something that they're committed to doing moving forward? And then the third thing that I'm really curious up on is why did they change it? Like, why did they not roll out with this prize pool to begin with? Is this a reaction from what DraftKings prize pools were put out? Was this a reaction of a board shift? If you didn't see, you know, I think FanDuel's founders lost two or three seats on the board recently. And maybe the shift there is saying, hey, we need to get more aggressive here than we've, you know, ever been. And I think it's interesting. And it doesn't mean that they raise capital, that they have the ability to maybe take a larger loss on this game than they would have otherwise. I don't know. I think those are questions they're probably not going to get answers to, but it's something to kind of speculate at. But am I kind of excited about it? Damn right I am. I mean, $1 million on a $7 entry doesn't blow up your bankroll all that much to throw in, you know, multiple entries into that sucker. Is it going to be hard to win? Yeah, there's over half a million entries. I think it's like 600K plus in that one. But somebody's going to win it. It's going to be fun to watch. Going to be fun to play. How these sites do week one is going to be very, very interesting. You know, both are going to be spending on marketing. DraftKings is, sponsoring the big ESPN fantasy football-a-thon that's kind of happening right now. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, back to competitive mode here, you know, playing nice for a while. And it's back to, you know, being competitive versus each other. And I'm already seeing it on social media a little bit, which it's kind of disturbing, kind of sad. But we're starting to see that just a little bit. But nonetheless, it's going to be an interesting football season. There is no question about it. And it seems like both these companies are putting their pedal to the metal once again and trying to wrangle market share. Once again, and that's good for us players, but hopefully there's enough players to fill these tournaments and, you know, we get daily fantasy, say, back to where it needs to be because it's pretty darn good right now, but continuing to push forward with some positive momentum here. But, you know, we'll see what else comes. I'm sure there's more to come. We haven't had a single live final championship announcement had for FanDuel or DraftKings for NFL. You know, that is going to be coming. And I'm sure there's other stuff on the horizon. So we'll keep you plugged in here on the podcast. But those were the little industry topics that reared its head here over the last 24 hours. All right, let's get to baseball here on tonight. I know we're 25 minutes in, but felt like I needed to give some commentary on those two things that really, you know, brought some interest to the Daily Fantasy Sports World yesterday. But baseball today, we got a full Tuesday slate. Final week to qualify over on DraftKings, so make sure you go over there. And if you want to try and get to that live final, here's your chance to do it before the qualifying period ends. So certainly an opportunity for you there. Again, great rake-free contest over on Fantasy Draft. Hope you check them out as well tonight. Quickly, before I get into the analysis, I do need to say a quick thank you to our friends over at Blue Apron. That's right. They are a fine sponsor, and you know what they are by now. They make life easy on you as a busy adult who needs to be eating better. And that's right. They're delivering great, fresh meals and ingredients to your doorstep so you can make these great meals at a nice, affordable price. We're talking less than $10 per meal. You get a new variety of recipes each week. And sometimes they'll surprise you, or you can get in pick what you want to eat each week. Now, each meal will come with step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe, card, pre-portioned ingredients, and they take about 40 minutes or less. So basically, what we need you to do is check them out over at blueapron.com/fantasyfix. That's the way to kind of get the best deal here, and we'll tell you about that deal in a moment. But some of these meals, they're really good. And you know, I've done this different periods of time. I'll do it, then I'll go away for a while, then I'll do it again. But we've got meatball pizza, fresh mozzarella, charmed tomatoes. You've got sauteed shrimp and green beans with golden tomatoes, spinach, orzo pasta. It sounds complex, but they really make it super easy on you. And the wonderful thing about this is you get fresh food. I mean, it's guaranteed freshness. They promise every ingredient in the delivery arrives ready to cook, or they will make it right. You reach out to support and say, hey, this wasn't right. They'll take care of you. But that, I feel, is not going to happen at all. I've enjoyed my experience with Blue Apron. I think you guys will too, because you know what? Cooking together builds strong family bonds. It's healthier than going out to eat, a lot healthier than going out to eat. And again, the price just can't be beat. So check out this week's menu, and then you're going to get your first, not one, not two, but three meals for free with free shipping. You go to blueapron.com/fantasyfix, blueapron.com/fantasyfix, and you're going to get three free meals with free shipping. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. blueapron.com/fantasyfix. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. All right, getting to baseball now, I promise you, here today on the podcast. And pitching tonight, a number of ways we can play it here today. I mean, you look at Vegas today, they clearly have Alex Wood as the big-time favorite today, minus 350, the number against Miguel Gonzalez. And that's what happens when you've got Miguel Gonzalez, the highest Sierra on the slate, against Alex Wood, who admittedly has not been really great his last few starts out there. And typically the White Sox, they've been better against left-handed pitching than they have righties. But how excited can we get about him? You look at his last four starts, he's got three wins in each of his last three. And he's basically got under 20 fantasy points in each of the last three. That's not very good. The K numbers have dropped off. 4-2-5, the ERA 2-1-4-7 over the last four starts for him. You wonder if he hit some kind of wall there, because there was a, before this four-game run, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 consecutive games, and looks like 9 out of his last 10 before then were 20 fantasy points or more. Can he revert back to that form is the question you have to ask yourself. At 9,600, I think it's worth the risk on FanDuel today. If he was back at that 11-4 price, I would say, you know what, I'm not going to go there. But at, you know, 9,600 today, I know it's a little bit cheaper than he was in his last start on the road at Arizona, but at home versus the White Sox is a far more elite spot for him that I think I can and will get behind him at that price today, and hope we get him to revert back to the form that we've seen a little bit before. 11K, I don't think I'd make that risk, but he's priced in that territory here today where I can get behind it. If you're playing on FanDuel, you know, you can look at Gio Gonzalez. He's a little bit cheaper, and you know, it's weird that Gio Gonzalez has kind of become a cash game play, but he really has recently. I mean, I've been really impressed with his game so far this year. Am I going to pay 11.5 on DraftKings? I don't know. 8,900 on FanDuel is in play, but this matchup versus Anaheim is just a real negative matchup for him because the strikeout upside will plummet here in this game, but he's been super on it. You know, 6, 5, 8, 3, 6, 6, 9, 8, 8, 5, 9, 5. So we've seen him super steady throughout the year, and that kind of safety is what you like in cash games. I don't see him being particularly viable for me on DraftKings today or fantasy draft today, but on FanDuel, you could go there if you wanted to. And the thing is, like, this line is kind of interesting here. Minus 114. Now, I know you're going to have no Bryce Harper today. We're thinking we're going to see Daniel Murphy back in this lineup. But that's an interesting number for this for a home matchup for Gio against the Angels. We'll see if we get any movement on that one. But that one's kind of setting off a little bit of an alarm in my head. And it's probably going to take me off him even on FanDuel potentially tonight. But definitely on DraftKings, I can't see me quite going up that high to get him. You've got a big arm in Jacob DeGrom going against the Yankees here today. He is an underdog in this matchup, but obviously presents a ton of upside. But at a high price point, 12-6, I'll be surprised to see how many people go there. Probably a fine tournament option for us today, but if I want to pay up for some bats, he's not going to be a path to allowing that to happen. But according to our Inside Edge, current Yankee hitters struck out 25.8%. Of their last 1,000 plate appearances against similar pitchers to Jacob DeGrom, where the league average is at 20%. So the K's might still be there for him, and that might make him a little bit more in play on DraftKings than on FanDuel. Looking on the other side, you've got Sonny Gray, who was the big pickup for the Yankees, and I know people had fairly high expectations for him, and he hasn't been bad, but he hasn't really been good. You know, last two starts, you're looking at 16 and 17, but he didn't pick up the win there. I think he's in a pretty good spot today. The win might be tough versus DeGrom, but if they can get DeGrom out, Sonny Gray against this lineup, which isn't bad, but they've obviously traded away some of their key cogs there in Jay Bruce and Walker. So I don't hate him today. I still think I'm on Team Alex Wood over him for $1,000 cheaper. But I think he's another guy who's going to be really underlooked tonight. It feels, though, like the chalk today for SP2 is going to be Danilson Lamet for the San Diego Padres tonight. And I get it. Lamet has been outstanding here as of late, and he gets this Philadelphia team. Philadelphia's last trip out to the West Coast wasn't a particularly good one for them. They didn't hit the ball very well at all. And Lamet, he's been solid. You know, Cincinnati on the road, last start, not great at 13. But before that, 23, 24, 21 DraftKings points. He's at 8,500, though. That's a pretty stiff price tag to pay on him. If he's in the 7K range, I think we can, you know, certainly make him a top-flight play today. But at 85, I mean, if you're not going up using a 10-11K guy, I guess I get it. But if you're going to go that route, that's it's pretty big price to pay on Lamet tonight. So we'll see what that Vegas number is. I don't have it here, but I'm putting it at the Padres at like minus 135 maybe tonight. Few other spots for us to look at. Danny Salazar against the Twins in Bartolo Colon. He's another one who's just got really a stiff price tag tonight at 12-2. 9,500 on FanDuel makes him extremely viable. But I think that Salazar at 12-2 is somewhat interesting here. You know, DraftKings last start against Tampa gave you 19, didn't get the W. 33, 26, 31 were elite in those three starts before then. So 8Ks or more in four consecutive here against this Minnesota Twins team. Now, he profiles better versus righties, but you're probably going to see a lineup that's going to feature more lefties. But the problem is the best hitters are righties, Brian Dozier and Miguel Sano. So that's good in that sense. I suppose that he's, you know, better in the split against the better hitters. But if the lefties get on, maybe Dozier and Sano are so elite they can overcome that versus Salazar. Let me see if we've got any BVP on those two guys here tonight as well. Yeah, I mean, Dozier's 12 for 29 with two home runs, seven RBIs, and six doubles. So he's got eight extra base hits and 29 at-bats. He's had zero problems against Danny Salazar. So I feel like there is some potential risk there. Just kind of with the reverse splits that he has and some success with Dozier. So he's not a lock and load for me on DraftKings at all. FanDuel, he is in play. The other names that I'm looking at here today, Verlander against the Rangers. I love him in tournaments today because he's been really good lately. Quality starts in five consecutive, six of seven. And, yeah, the ballpark isn't ideal. Texas, this time of year, you've got 94-degree temperatures. I get it. But Verlander, you know, kind of has reverted back to the form that we've come to expect. So I don't hate him here in this matchup at all against the Rangers. They're still got an implied run total under five. And I feel like with your average pitcher today in that hitting environment, the run total is going to probably be like 5.5. And that's not the case tonight. So I think that puts him squarely in play for us. Madison Bumgarner tonight. Mad Bum feels to have figured it out. Three consecutive starts, 28, 20, and 28. And he gets Miami. Hopefully he learns from other people that you just don't pitch to Giancarlo Stanton because he is absolutely insane right now at the plate. If he does that, he might be okay. But if he doesn't do that, he could be in for the same outcome many other pitchers have had. So, again, tournament option, I get it. On DraftKings at over 12K, man, that's a steep, steep price to pay. 10-3 over there on FanDuel is the number. The guys that I'm looking at here on the slight cheap, I suppose, today, I actually think Tyler Skaggs is somewhat interesting versus the Nats today. He's been pretty good in his last two starts, and I think he's a better pitcher than people make him out to be. Little bit watered down Nationals lineup, obviously, with Bryce Harper not in there. So I think Skaggs, there's some interest there on my end with him today. 6,200 is his price over on DraftKings. So if you need a cheap option, he's the guy that I like. And the one thing I can say is you're not going to have uber chalk, I think, tonight. Even Alex Wood, you can make the case that, you know, he's not uber chalk today just because he hasn't been pitching well. So I think it's a really good tournament slate where we're not going to have everybody on the same arms today. Ivan Nova, I wanted to play him versus the Brewers, but he's given up 21 hits to that team in the last two starts, so I'm going to pass on that one. Kyle Hendricks, Luis Castillo. Castillo's kind of interesting because he's been really had some solid performances so far this year, but he's also, you know, gets himself in some trouble with some walks. Each of the last two starts, 3 and 4, it really cuts down on your upside when you're out of that game in the sixth inning. So Chicago, it's an offense that's really been playing better. He's 8,100. That's just not cheap enough, likely, for me to be a target there. 7,200 on FanDuel's a little bit better of an option for us today. I love to take somebody in this Oakland Royals game, but Chris Smith has no K upside, and Jason Hamill, well, he just is Jason Hamill. Like, have you ever taken Jason Hamill and felt good about yourself at the end of the day? Really, no. The answer to that is probably not. 6,600 on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft for cheap. It could be in play for you, but I don't see him as a target. So, and then Miley and Andrew Albers in that last game, Orioles Mariners, no thanks. So I think it's Wood for me. I think it's still Lamet for me. Even though that price tag is interesting, I think you can go there today. I think Verlander is interesting for me. And that's probably in, you know, maybe even Sonny Gray today. Maybe this is a good start for him. He's not cheap enough. I wish he was cheaper, but I'll say this. It's going to be a great night for tournament pitching, for sure. All right, let's get to the bats here tonight, and we'll start at the catcher position. So, obviously, the lineups dictate a lot of where we're looking today. And, you know, if Kurt Suzuki would be in the lineup today in Coors Field against Kyle Freeland, it's a pretty good matchup for him. He's been awesome versus left-handed pitching so far this season. We got a total of 11.5. He's 3,700 over there on DraftKings, 3,400 on FanDuel. So he's a path to a pretty nice bat in Coors Field. Jonathan Lucroy on the Colorado side. Again, loading up on Coors, not ever a bad idea to do. Both of those guys certainly pop a little bit. Yasmani Grandal against Miguel Gonzalez. Really like him. DraftKings feels underpriced today at 3.6K. 224 ISO versus righties. Miguel Gonzalez with the highest Sierra on the slate. So if he is in the lineup today, he's a guy that's really standing out to me as well. And even if it's not Kurt Suzuki, Tyler Flowers is only 3.7. So either catcher from Atlanta, you got to like here tonight in this matchup. Feels really cheap for, you know, by DraftKings standards for us here tonight. So you got both of those catchers. Let's see. Who else we've got at this position? Let's see. Rafael Lopez, 2K for Toronto against Blake Snell. I don't know the book there on Rafael Lopez, but at 2K, if he's in the lineup, righty-lefty splits, that could work. Let's see, Lopez, 288, 16 homers between double and triple A so far this season, so doesn't seem terrible for 2K. Yeah, that's not the worst option out there. Pay-ups for you tonight. I don't see me going to Buster Posey today. I'd rather get one of those guys in Coors. Those guys are probably going to be chalked, by the way, today. So, you know, just keep that in mind. Let's see. Is my boy Juan Centeno back up? I think he is. We've got him projected batting eighth today against Anthony Banda. I'm probably not playing Juan Centeno today. I think that's like an early game anyway. But good to see Juan Centeno. Juan Centeno's won me some money so far this year. So that's a good thing. Yeah, I think I'm just probably going to chalk it up with those guys. I think Wilson Ramos today had a home run yesterday. These things do come in spurts against Marco Estrada tonight. Pretty cheap price tag on him on DraftKings at just 2,200. So he's not had a great year. Don't get me wrong. And then last but not least, sorry, Yan Gomes against Bartolo Colon. Again, catching very reasonable options out there tonight. Okay, moving on to the first base spot. And Edwin Encarnacion is this back-to-back games, I believe, for Mr. E5 going yard. There's a number of guys who are, you know, starting to swing some hot bats, and he is one of them. So, yeah, two homers yesterday, one homer the game before, then went 2-for-4, then had a homer the game before that. So he is a guy who gets Bartolo Colon tonight, 4,500 on DraftKings, mid-threes on FanDuel is going to make him, what, 3,400 over there. He's going to be a popular play on FanDuel tonight. But E5, he's fine on DraftKings. I think that Cleveland stack's going to be kind of popular. Bartolo, I don't think we're going to see another seven-inning shutout or whatever he gave us that last game. So he's a name that's definitely jumping off the page for us today. Cody Bellinger against Miguel Gonzalez at 5,400. Again, going to be tough to get all these guys with the pay-up options at starting pitching today, but he's the one that does really stand out a good bit. I doubt we're going to see Miguel Cabrera potentially in the lineup tonight. I know he's going to pop on some projection models in that ballpark against AJ Griffin. If he is in the lineup, he could go there, but he's kind of been dreadful lately. Justin Smoke, a 504 WOBA this season, 404 average, 304 ISO. and he gets Blake Snell tonight. Toronto's going to be a sneaky little stack against Snell, who struggles versus righties, and he's going to face a pile of them today for the Toronto Blue Jays. So he's a guy that I like a good bit. Let's see here. Anthony Rizzo against Luis Castillo. I don't love the matchup for him, but another guy who he hit the ball a freaking mile the other night. And, again, this Cubs offense has certainly been going the second half of the season. And three hits for him yesterday, including a home run. Again, not my favorite payup, but I suppose he's on the list today. And I think that's probably going to cover it today at first base. Give me some E5 for sure tonight. E5 and Justin Smoke, those guys looking really, really solid in this matchup today. All right, heading on to second base. We saw Brian Dozier pop one on Sunday in the big live final. He's been swinging a pretty good bat, but it's going to be hard to get away from Jason Kipnis tonight, batting second against Bart Colon for a paltry $3,000 price tag. So I like him a good bit here today for your cash games. For your GPPs, Jonathan Scope, 4,100, almost a 400 wOBA this season versus lefties. And, yeah, that looks pretty desirable spot there. Wade Miley is on the mound, so if you wanted to look to Robinson Cano, you could. I know it's lefty on lefty. Some people kind of shy away from that a little bit. But, you know, Cano so far this season, 235 average, 278 ISO, 278 wOBA, 113 ISO. Probably wouldn't go there looking at those numbers this year. That's really bad. There will be righties we want to play against Wade Miley, but I don't know. Cano for 4-3 probably priced himself out just a little bit there. Let's see, a few other names for you. Chris Taylor against Miguel Gonzalez. He's just really expensive, but he's been outstanding versus righties this season. 4,800 on FanDuel. DraftKings, you can get him at 38, or on DraftKings, you can get him at 48. FanDuel, it's 38. And let's see, Jose Ramirez, obviously another nice name for us. Dual eligibility there. Probably take Kipnis over him, you know, price per point. All right, let's keep it going to third base here tonight. And Nolan Arenado. Yes, please sign me up. Nolan Arenado, his numbers versus lefties this season are feel like about as dominant as I can remember. 530 wOBA, 407 ISO, and 113 at-bats so far this season. Gets Sean Newcomb today. He's not a bad pitcher, but again, this is a spot where on fantasy draft, for example, you could play a number of these guys. Manny Machado against Albers. I think he had a grand slam again last night. It's just been, you know, one of the hottest players in baseball the second half of the season. So, you know, both of those guys on the high end of things. And that's where, like, I'm having trouble getting excited about expensive pitching because I really like some of those expensive bats that we have today. I think the value is somewhat limited for us. Travis Shaw against Nova, another pricey one at 4-6 today. If you need value at this position, our boy Ryder Jones is 2K against Dan Straley. Maybe. I don't love it, but maybe. If Giovanni Urshela would be in the lineup today for the Indians against Bart Colon, I'd love that at 2.6K, but pretty doubtful that is going to happen. So Rendon, maybe against Tyler Skaggs, pretty incredible numbers this season versus Southpaws, 465 in the wOBA, 324 in the ISO. I like Skaggs, so I don't see me going there. And then Donaldson, by the way, that's the guy we got to talk about. He is seemingly back on it again after falling off for a while. He had has home runs in each of his last two games. Before then, let's see, he's got extra base hits in... Yeah, let's count it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of his last seven, he's had an extra base hit. Gets a lefty tonight, I believe at home nonetheless. Really good spot for Josh Donaldson. So, again, load up on these big-time third basemen. Freddie Freeman is out there against Kyle Freeland tonight in Coors, but 5,400 is a big price to pay for him tonight, so I'm probably not going that route. All right, let's go to Shortstop and first guys off the page for us are going to be Francisco Lindor at 4,400 for Cleveland. Feels like a pretty obvious play there against Bartolo Colon. Shortstop, not the most exciting spot to roster these days, so I'll take somebody that feels in a pretty good position here, and that is him. And yeah, so he's the number one play for me. If we got other price per point guys that might be a little bit cheaper for you, let's see what we got here. Brandon Crawford against Dan Straley today, 3K on DraftKings, 26 over on FanDuel, so nice little price for him there. Marcus Semien, same price on FanDuel and DraftKings at 3,500. So he's a guy who will definitely jump off the page for some people. Wilmer Defoe, I didn't talk to him too much about second base, but could be shortstop punt for you today if he's batting second at the top of the lineup. He's been really good versus lefties. It's small sample size, but 375 in the average, 430 on the WOBA so far this season. So that's the hand in the split you want. Kyle Seager and the Dodgers should put up a pile of runs today, so he's never a bad play. Not going to go Didi Gregorius against DeGrom. And I think those kind of cover my my shortstop plays for me. Xander Bogaerts versus Mike Leake. Price is fair for him. Again, just not enough power for me. Probably if I'm going to go that high, just go a little bit higher and get Lindor for a little less than 1,000 more. All right, moving on to the outfield spot for us here on this Tuesday. And clearly, we got to look in a couple of spots here. Again, I told you I like Baltimore. That's putting guys like Bautista, Steve Pierce squarely in play for us. 4,200 on Joey Bats, 37 on Steve Pierce. I like that team as a stack tonight. We talked about the Cleveland Indians, Jay Bruce. He is priced up at 4,500, but he's a name I think we definitely still have to look at. If you need a bit of a value option, Jock Peterson today. Big power against the flyball pitcher and Miguel Gonzalez. He is under 3K on DraftKings tonight at 2,900. So I feel like he's a guy who's going to come off the page for a lot of us in this matchup. Justin Upton and Mike Trout. Two really good matchups for these guys for the price. I mean, Upton's at 5K. Trout's probably not going there at 5,600 against Gio Gonzalez, who's been pretty good so far this season. But I could see some people still putting him into their lineups depending on how they roll their starting pitching. Corey Dickerson tonight, 3,500. He's kind of cooled off the second half of the year, but I feel like that's really a good price for him against Marco Estrada leading off there. Ballpark upgrade for him, getting out of the trop. And Dickerson, 8 for 17 in his career with a home run. Logan Morrison, also really good BVP there, 6 for 18 with 3 home runs. So a couple of those lefties for Tampa, pretty good spots here today with some BVP on their side. Let's see. If Brandon Moss is in the lineup tonight, he is really cheap on FanDuel. I think he's like free over on FanDuel, I believe. Let me see. I think he's, 2,100. So if he would crack the lineup today, I mean, I don't really love stacking Royals. If you did it against Derek Holland the other day, you're feeling good about yourself. The thing about Chris Smith is he's 38. He doesn't throw the ball hard. Moss is a guy, if he's in the lineup, I feel like can easily take him deep today. And I did bypass Moustakas, which is probably a mistake. He's a fine play today over at third base. Can only touch up on so many people here, boys and girls. Okay, let's get to a few more. Let's see if we got some cheaper outfielders for you. Talked about Jock Peterson. Jose Perella against Mark Leiter Jr., batting in the three hole at just 2,900. I think he's a guy who could jump off the page for some people. I'm on team Mark Trumbo as well, 3,600 against Andrew Albers. Nice price tag on him, mainly for GPPs because he gives you multiple home run upside. And, well, there's a good chance. Not a good chance, but it's possible for him to do that. And then we've got Nelson Cruz here today against Wade Miley. And Nelson Cruz, you know, everybody's talking about Stanton. And believe me, Stanton's locked in at the plate. But look at how many home runs this guy has. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, He's got 7 home runs in his last 8 games for Seattle, and he gets a date with Wade Miley, who sucks. So put 2 and 2 together. Things look pretty good for him today. And on the other side for Baltimore, Trey Mancini today versus a lefty, another spot I don't mind. And I did bypass a little bit of beef Wellington Castillo. Love him versus lefties, and gets one in Andrew Albers tonight. I think that should cover most of my top targets for us here today. Yeah, I think that's it. Appreciate you guys so much for giving us a listen, a download. And do know we got tons of great stuff happening this football season over at rotogrinders.com. We thank you for being a part of this community. We thank Blue Apron. Remember, promo code FANTASYFIX for your 3 meals for free. And we'll be happy to be back on the show again tomorrow. More announcements underway. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Coming to Roto Grinders in the days to come, which we're certainly excited about. So till then, good luck in all your contests here on this Tuesday. Chat again here tomorrow here on RotoGrinders.com. See you, everybody.